Brian Helsor speaking with Missouri Congressman Jason Smith, who is traveling as we record this interview across his sprawling southern and southeast Missouri district. Congressman, big news here, and you and I talked about a month ago. You were in Van Buren when I spoke to you at the time at the flooding, and then you were down in West Plains. But President Trump has declared a major disaster in the state of Missouri. You had urged him to do it. How big is this, A, and B, what does it mean for Missourians?
You know, I'm very, very happy after constant communications request by Governor Greitens, who sent in an official request, and also request by the entire Missouri congressional delegation requesting that the president would declare these 40-some-odd counties, which 22 of them happen to be in our congressional district, a federal disaster area. This is extra assistance that will go above and beyond of the state assistance that's out there. And when you see the over 1,217 homes that were either severely damaged or destroyed, and the numerous businesses and the bridges and roads completely washed away, help is needed.
When you look, exactly, Congressman, when you look at the numbers that come from the president's own disaster declaration and then the governor's letter and the letter that was signed by every member of the Congress, the numbers are staggering. About 1,200 homes either destroyed or major damage, $58 million in damage to roads, bridges, other public infrastructure. Governor says the total losses and expenses could be over $86 million. And you went across your district. You were in Ellington. You were in Van Buren. And you said the damage was incredible, but you said you saw a lot of hope from those folks as well, even after their homes were destroyed.
You did. Missourians are resilient individuals who reach out and help their neighbors in need, and that's exactly what they did in the immediate time frame. We had charitable organizations coming from all over the country and across our state, coming and reaching out, whether it was Tecumseh, whether it was in Thomasville, whether it was in Ellington or Van Buren, West Plains. The people of Missouri are incredible, and the community service, and even the prisoners from Licking and Bon Terre came out to help clean up the mess.
Yeah, and their help was very much appreciated because they went out there in some very tough conditions, those prisoners.
It was. And you know what's even more astonishing is our emergency responders, how they came out and saved so many lives. And we're very fortunate that we survived this horrible disaster with the small amount of lives that were lost. We lost too many because we've lost more than one, but it could have been worse.
The president's declaration, Congressman, and we'll keep it short here, I know you're busy, it makes individual assistance programs available to eligible residents in 27 counties who can now seek federal assistance in counties. A lot of those counties are in your district. They can apply for help with temporary housing, housing repairs, and the replacement of household items. Do you have any advice that when we have a lot of listeners that are hearing this that are in those counties in your district, do you have any advice for those folks to try to get some of this help?
Absolutely. One way that you can sign up for this assistance immediately, you can go to www.disasterassistance.gov. That's one fast way. I know within the first 24 hours, over 400 individuals had signed up from the president's declaration on Friday evening. So just go to www.disasterassistance.gov. FEMA is also on the ground starting on Monday, June 5th, visiting a lot of these communities, signing up individuals.
Anything you would like to add? Anything you would like to add about the declaration? I think what's very interesting, Congressman, I'll give you the final word, is that every member of the delegation, Lacey Clay, Manuel Cleaver, and Senator McCaskill, the three Democrats, all the Republicans, completely united on this issue, urging the president to take action. And it's not every day all of you are on the same page, as you well know.
It's not, but whenever we're all fighting for Missourians, we're all on the same page. And to me, that was extremely important. Our congressional district in southeast Missouri was hit harder as a percentage more than anywhere else in the state, and I'm happy that my colleagues, regardless of whether they have an R or a D on their name, was there to help.
Congressman, anything you'd like to add?
I just appreciate talking with you, Brian.